The Dwellings. Surah Al-Hujurat. Topic of the Surah. Emphasis on developing the Muslim community with the perfections of faith and character after many had accepted Islam in the year of the delegations in their diversity.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم.
Explanation. Verse number 1. O those who have faith in Allah and follow whatever He legislates, do not precede Allah or His Messenger in speech or action, and be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refrain from that which He has prohibited. Indeed, Allah is hearing of your statements, aware of your actions. He does not miss any of them, and He will soon requite you for them.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tarfa'u أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون.
Verse number 2. O those who have faith in Allah and follow whatever He legislates, show good manners with His Messenger. Do not raise your voices in His presence, nor speak loudly to Him, out of respect for Him, like you raise your voices to each other. It is feared that the rewards of your deeds are nullified if you do so, whilst you do not realize they have been nullified.
رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم.
Verse number 3. Indeed, those who lower their voices near the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, they are the ones whose hearts Allah has examined for His consciousness, and chosen them for it. For them is forgiveness for their sins. They will not be accounted for them, and they will receive a great reward on the Day of Judgment, which will be that Allah enters them into Paradise.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
Verse number 4. O Messenger, indeed, those Bedouins who call out to you from behind the dwellings of your wives, the majority of them do not understand, so do not worry about them, because if they were understanding, they would surely show good manners to you and would definitely wait until you come out to them. Then, when you came out to them, they would speak to you about their matters by lowering their voices. However, most of them have not yet understood this. Beneficial points. It is obligatory to show good manners to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and to his Sunnah, and his inheritors, the scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولو أنهم صبروا حتى تخرج إليهم لكان خيرا لهم. Wallahu ghafurur rahim.
Verse number 5. O Messenger, if these people who call out to you from behind the dwellings of your wives were to have waited and not called out to you until you came out to them, then talked to you in lowered voices, it would have been better for them than calling out to you from behind the dwellings, because it would have been more dignified and respectful. And Allah forgiving of the sins of those of them who repent and others, He forgiving of them due to their ignorance, and is merciful to them.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين.
Verse number 6. O those who have faith in Allah and act upon whatever He legislates, if a wrongdoer brings some news about a group of people to you, then verify the truth of that news and do not hasten towards accepting it, in fearing that if you accept it, without verifying it, you could harm a group of people ignorantly. Then, after having harmed them, you will regret it when the falsehood of the news becomes clear to you.
وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ.
Verse number 7. O believers, know that amongst you is the Messenger of Allah upon whom revelation descends. So beware of lying, in case he receives revelation informing him of your lying. He is better aware of your needs. If he was to obey you in many of the things you suggest, you would surely fall into difficulty which he would not want for you. However, Allah has, through His grace, made faith beloved to you and has beautified it for your hearts, and so you accepted it, while making you hate disbelief, disobedience and sin. Those who possess these qualities are the one who are treading the path of correctness and righteousness.
فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَةً وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Verse number 8. The beautification of goodness and hating of evil that you have achieved is only through the grace of Allah, which He bestowed upon you and favored you with. And Allah is aware of those of His servants who are grateful to Him, and so He gives them the ability. He is wise in that He places each thing in its appropriate place.
فتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله فإن فاء فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين.
Verse number 9. O believers, if two groups of believers quarrel with one another, then reconcile between them by inviting them to let the law of Allah be the judgment between them. Then, if one of the two rejects the reconciliation and transgresses, fight the transgressing group until it returns to accepting the command of Allah. If it returns, reconcile between the two groups with fairness and justice, and be fair in your judgments between them. Indeed, Allah loves those who are fair in their judgment.
إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.
Verse number 10. The believers are brothers in Islam, and brotherhood in Islam demands that you, O believers, reconcile between your quarreling brothers, and be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands, and refrain from that which He has prohibited, in the hope that you will be shown mercy.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa an yakunu khayran minhum. لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء ولا نساء خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
Verse number 11. O those who have faith in Allah and act upon what He has legislated, a group of you should not mock another. Perhaps those that have been mocked are better according to Allah. True consideration is only for what Allah considers, and a group of women should not mock another group of women. Perhaps the group mocked at is better according to Allah. Do not taunt the souls of your brothers, because they are like your own souls, and do not call others with names they do not like, as was the case of a few of the Ansar before the arrival of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Whoever does that is a wrongdoer, and deviance is a very bad trait after having brought faith. Whoever does not repent from these sins are oppressing themselves by placing themselves in situations of destruction due to the sins they commit. Beneficial points. 1. It is obligatory to verify the truth of news, especially the news of a person suspected of deviance. 2. It is obligatory to reconcile between two quarreling groups of Muslims. Fighting the group that insists on transgression and rejects reconciliation is also legislated. 3. From the rights of brotherhood and faith is reconciling between two quarreling people. Another is distancing oneself from anything that hurts another's feelings, i.e., mocking, taunting, and calling names.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhanni inna ba'dha adh-dhanni ithmun wa la tajassasu wa la yaghtab ba'dukum ba'dha. أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم.
Verse number 12. O those who have faith in Allah and act upon what He has legislated, stay away from most suspicions which are not based on causes and indications that give them credence, because some suspicions are sinful, like suspecting one who is apparently pious. And do not pursue the faults of believers behind their backs, nor mention another in a manner he dislikes, because mentioning him in a manner he dislikes is like eating his flesh whilst he is dead. Do any of you wish to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Therefore, abhor backbiting him, because it is like that. And be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refrain from that which He has prohibited. Indeed, Allah forgiving of those of His servants who repent, merciful to them.
Ya ayyuhan الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير.
Verse number 13. O people, indeed, I have created you from one male, your father Adam, and one female, your mother Hawa. Therefore, your lineage is the same. So some of you should not take pride in lineage over others. Then I made you into many nations and dispersed tribes, so that you may recognize one another, not so that you take pride in them, because pride can only be due to Allah consciousness. Indeed, the most noble from among you, according to Allah, is the one who is most mindful of Him. Indeed, Allah is aware of your conditions, knowing of what levels of perfection and deficiency you are on. Nothing is hidden from Him.
قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم من أعمالكم شيئا إن الله غفور رحيم.
Verse number 14. When some of the Bedouins came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, they said, "We have brought faith in Allah and His Messenger." O Messenger, say to them, "You have not brought faith." Instead, say, "We have submitted and obeyed. Faith has not yet entered your hearts. It is hoped that it does not enter, O Bedouins. If you obey Allah and His Messenger in faith, in doing good deeds, and in refraining from the unlawful, Allah will not decrease the reward of your deeds in the slightest. Indeed, Allah forgiving of those of His servants who repent, and is merciful to them."
إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون.
Verse number 15. The believers are the one who have faith in Allah and His Messenger, and then do not pollute their faith with doubts, and strive in the way of Allah for their wealth and souls, not holding back on anything. Those are the ones truthful in their faith.
قُلْ أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
Verse number 16. O Messenger, say to these Bedouins, are you teaching Allah and informing Him about your religion, whilst Allah knows all that is in the heavens and on earth? He knows everything, and nothing is hidden from Him. So He does not need you to inform Him about your religion.
يمنون عليك أن أسلموا قل لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم بل الله يمن عليكم أن هداكم للإيمان إن كنتم صادقين.
Verse number 17. O Messenger, these Bedouins recount their favor upon you by mentioning their Islam. Say to them, do not recount your entering the religion of Allah as a favor upon me. Its benefit, if achieved, will return to you alone. Rather, it is Allah who recounts His favor upon you that He granted you the ability to enter into His religion, if indeed you are truthful in your claim that you have entered into it.
إن الله يعلم غيب السماوات والأرض والله بصير بما تعملون.
Verse number 18. Indeed, Allah knows the ghaib of the heavens and the earth. Nothing is hidden from Him. And Allah is watchful of your actions. None of them are hidden from Him. And He will soon requite you for the good and the bad of your deeds. Beneficial points. 1. Thinking suspiciously of good people is a sin, while taking precautions from the people of evil and being suspicious of them is permissible. 2. The humans coming from one origin demands that they do not take pride over one another in lineage. 3. Faith is not just speech without the necessary beliefs. Rather, it is belief with the heart, proclaiming with the tongue, and practicing upon the integrals. 4. Guiding and granting ability is in the power of Allah alone.